You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for being with us, Don. Looking forward to having our discussion today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start in the Midwest. Farmers, according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, are lagging a little bit, but not as far behind yet as you might have thought, given the amount of rainfall and the cool temperatures we've had. However, it's getting to the middle point of May. Is that in fact? And they really do need to move through the fields. Will they be able to do that in the next 2 weeks?
I think they will. In fact, I think things are going to get warmer and drier just in the nick of time for some folks. It's still going to be a pattern that's going to bring showers and thunderstorms at times, but we're going to see a big warm-up. It's going to commence this weekend and into the early portions of next week all across the Corn Belt in the Midwest. So the warmer temperatures will help things along, and while there is going to be the occasional threat for showers and thunderstorms, we don't see these big, slow-moving spring storms like we've seen lately. So the outlook for planting progress to pick up is looking good.
Warmer and drier is all well and good. However, given what we heard all winter long about the El Nino transition to La Nina, probably a bit more of a concern when you say those two words together. What do we know about that transition and the impact it may have over time?
First thing to remember about that transition is that there's always a lag. It is very hard to go from El Nino to La Nina and have the impacts of La Nina completely go away and El Nino start or vice versa. So with the El Nino weakening and our confidence high of us going into a La Nina, we are probably not going to be talking about the impacts of La Nina until this winter, late fall at the very earliest. So our summer will be dictated more so from the lag, the carryover of the El Nino, those warm waters in the Pacific this summer. So right at the moment, as we get into the summer growing season, I don't think La Nina is something that we're going to be seeing a big impact from. Next season is a different story.
Wait, so does that mean warm temperatures up front, but maybe rainfall through the month of June and July?
I think so. I think if we're going to have a problem with dryness and heat, it's going to be at the tail end of the growing season. And even then, we'll have to watch as we get into June to see if that's going to be a situation we're going to watch. Right now, I'm optimistic of adequate temperatures and precipitation this season.
And on the subject of temperatures, it did get chilly over the weekend, though I don't think there was much, if any, damage to the corn crop, maybe to the sugar beet crop in North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. Are we worried at all about any more cool air, or is that a done deal now?
I think it's a done deal. The trough that came in that brought that cold over the weekend is likely the last real cold one of the season. This May has tested a lot of people's patience in many areas of the country in terms of it not really getting warm and getting us into that early summer pattern we all want. But I think we're going to start to see that happen this weekend and beyond, where most of the nation from the Rockies eastward is going to warm up.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. What a great forecast. I love it.
Okay.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.